Sometimes our co-workers might ask us, what's this Lent season about? Why are you making a big fuss about it? Why did you come into work last Wednesday with ashes on your forehead? And we can answer that question in a number of ways. We can say that Lent is an opportunity to give up something, some favorite food, or that it's an opportunity to get to church more frequently, like taking in the stations on Friday night, or that it's simply an opportunity to come face to face with our sinfulness and to make a good, thorough confession sometime during the 40 days. All of those answers would be correct, especially if they point the person to the real reason for Lent, and that is that it is a season of preparation. It's a season to prepare ourselves for the solemn celebration of the Paschal mystery, our Lord's saving death and glorious resurrection, something that we do in Holy Week, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, the Easter Vigil, and Easter Sunday, of course. We prepare ourselves for the liturgical celebration, and we prepare ourselves for the solemn renewal of our baptismal promises. Remember that when we come to church on Easter Sunday, we are asked to stand and renew the promises of our baptism. We are asked flat out, do you reject Satan and all his works and all his empty promises? We prepare during these 40 days so that our responses are heartfelt, that our responses connect with what is really going on in our lives, a rejection of sin, a rejection of all that causes us unhappiness and disappointment and disillusionment and pain, to turn away from sin and to turn toward the Lord Jesus, He who alone is our hope, He who is the one through whom we find forgiveness of our sins and the hope of everlasting life. This renewal of our baptism is the focus of our scripture readings today, especially the first two. The first reading dealing with the flood and Noah and the ark and the rainbow, the covenant that God establishes with Noah. And the second reading from 1 Peter, where the apostle connects Noah's ark and the flood with our baptism. St. Peter says that just as the waters of the flood washed away from the earth all that was evil, all that was corrupt, all that was disintegrating, so too do the waters of baptism, the waters that we receive when we enter the church, those waters wipe away original sin and personal sin. Those waters are what take away those impediments that keep us from God. And those waters introduce us to the life of Christ and the sacramental life of the church. 1 Peter and that beautiful reading from Genesis that talk about the flood and Noah, they go together. Our baptism is what we recall during these 40 days of Lent. What happened to us when we were introduced to Christ? And when we renew our promises on Easter Sunday, we pray that we will renew them wholeheartedly, not simply a pro forma saying, I do, but saying it from the bottom of our hearts, the renewal of baptism. If baptism washes away sin and makes us clean, how we wish we could experience baptism again, huh? Because we still struggle and we still face that distance from God and distance from one another that is caused by our personal sin, how we wish that we could be washed clean anew in a second baptism. And even though baptism is once and for all, baptism is not repeated, there is in the church a second baptism. The fathers of the church said that the sacrament of penance and reconciliation was like a second baptism. If the first was accomplished through the waters of the font, the second is accomplished through the waters of tears, the tears of repentance, as we confront our sins, as we express to God our sorrow for missing the point, for going astray, for wandering from the right path, and as we receive from Him forgiveness and mercy and pardon. Thank God that we not only have in the sacrament of penance a second baptism, but also a third and a fourth and a fifth and so on and so on. We need this beautiful sacrament. We need to be free from the corruption of sin. We need this sacrament to help us to turn away from sin and be restored to grace, restored to God's friendship. There are many opportunities for the sacrament of penance here at this parish and in the other parishes in town and at the farm. Every day there's an opportunity for confession. On the card that was sent to you and the card that is available at the baptismal font, you will see other opportunities for the sacrament of penance. Please mark your calendar. Please make sure that this Lent you turn away from sin, that you receive the forgiveness and the tender mercies that the Lord has in store for you, and that you receive the grace that will help you to do better. You see, the waters of the flood were not only destructive, as the waters of baptism destroy sin, those same waters were generative. It takes water for things to grow, and the waters of baptism are generative. And when we turn to the Lord in the sacrament of the Eucharist, when we draw near to His pierced heart, from which there flows water and blood, the water of baptism and new life, the blood of the holy sacrifice of the Mass, the Eucharist, when we turn to Him, we turn to the one who gives us new life, the one who makes possible a new and abundant way of living, the one who takes us from this world, a world of corruption and sin, and brings us to His world, a world of grace and everlasting life. And so may these 40 days of Lent, in which we do penance and confess our sins and engage in extra prayer and the works of mercy, may these 40 days truly prepare us to renew the commitment of our baptism, a commitment that means walking in His ways 24/7, following Him wholeheartedly and unreservedly as He leads us through the valley of the shadow of death to the restful waters and verdant pastures of the kingdom of heaven.